Analysts calculate governor solved a budget deficit twice as large as reported in May revision. California lawmakers have identified about $73 billion in solutions to balance the state's 2024-25 fiscal year budget in the past months, according to a report published by the nonpartisan Legislative Analysts Office May 17. According to the report, Governor Gavin Newsom proposed about $55 billion in fixes in his budget revision released May 10, and the legislature passed an early action plan solving $17.3 billion in a bill signed into law April 15. Together, both approximately equaled the analysts' February estimate of a $73 billion shortfall. Improving fiscal health. Analysts concluded that the governor's approach of adjusting spending nearly 90% of solutions he offered will improve the state's current fiscal situation, including $16 billion in spending reductions, to help get the state back on even footing. By further reducing one-time and temporary spending, the governor leverages a use-it-or-lose-it tool that improves budget resilience, the report said. Also of note is that the governor wants to use less of the state's so-called rainy day fund to solve the problem. Previously in January, he suggested using $13 billion of such reserves, which have now been reduced to about $4 billion for the upcoming fiscal year, which begins July 1. By proposing the state use less in reserves, the governor preserves an important tool to address budget problems, the analyst's office wrote. Although this means making more difficult decisions this year, using less in reserves now also gives the legislature more tools to address more budget problems that are quite likely to continue to emerge in the coming years. Analysts also agreed with the governor's plan to adjust state law to allow for saving more money during years with budget surpluses to better manage the state's finances during down years. Such would require statutory changes enacted by the legislature, as existing law limits the percentage of revenues that can be set aside for reserves. While executing this proposal would be technically complex, we think the underlying idea is meritorious, the report said. Concerns noted. Some proposals, however, raised concerns with analysts, including the suggestion that carrying over net operating losses for private businesses in relation to their tax payments to the state be limited. As businesses use such to balance their tax liabilities from one year to the next, a cap could result in some going out of business in the event of large losses, according to some critics. While the maneuver known as suspensions has been used repeatedly by the state since the Great Recession in 2008, analysts say that doing away with net operating loss allowances is happening too often, negatively affecting businesses, and the tactic may be losing its overall effectiveness. At this rate, it seems reasonable to ask whether suspensions have begun to meaningfully undermine the purpose of allowing deductions in the first place, the analysts wrote. Another area of concern is the 8% reduction in state operations like streamlining to reduce redundancies across all departments proposed by Mr. Newsom, which according to his plan would not affect wages, personnel, or salaries. The governor's proposal leaves the specifics of such reductions to be determined by his Department of Finance this fall. The analysts said, in their report, that such an idea could be hard to achieve, for a number of reasons, including a lack of specifics on how such savings would be accomplished. While we think it is a meritorious endeavor for the Department of Finance to identify efficiencies in state government, we think this proposal is flawed for a couple reasons, the analysts wrote. First, the administration has not articulated a strategy for achieving efficiencies. It is difficult to imagine how this level of savings could be achieved. Analysts project the delayed timing to determine such would-be savings could actually backfire. Waiting to identify savings until the fiscal year has already begun is likely to result in a significant erosion to assumed savings, the report said. To the extent that the administration cannot achieve the full level of assumed savings, a budgetary shortfall will carry into future years. Discrepancies exist. Revenues are another area where the governor and analysts disagree, with the administration expecting higher collections for personal, corporate, and sales taxes, and analysts suggesting less than what is expected could result in additional shortfalls next year. Uncertainty regarding the depth of the deficit has loomed, with the governor estimating it at $27.6 billion and the analysts' office offering widely differing estimates due to differences in calculations and revenue projections. One point of discrepancy is $22 billion in changes that pertains to school and community college spending. Mr. Newsom's proposal assumes spending related to Proposition 98 passed by voters in 1998, which requires minimum expenditures for schools based on revenue calculations, would be reduced for prior budget years because revenues were revised downward and now can be adjusted in future budgets. Analysts, on the other hand, see the move as a policy choice and suggest it could be in violation of existing law, which prohibits reducing prior year education funding. This one area accounts for the majority of the two sides' calculations. He would maintain that our approach more accurately reflects current law, the analyst's office wrote. Differing viewpoints. A budget expert said that differences always exist between the two camps' figures, while noting such discrepancies prevent deeper understanding and limit discussions for solutions. This year, the large differences in the LAO and administration deficit estimates have obscured, rather than revealed, the reality of the state's budget picture, Jason Cisney, budget director for Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas, said in a May 17 Substack post. The differences have consumed far too much time and attention, effectively distracting from the substantive issues in the annual budget. He suggested the two sides come together to identify differences and work toward cooperative reporting. Ideally, in the future, the N administration offices will work to make their deficit and surplus numbers more comparable, that is, apples to apples, while continuing to provide important, independent, and often differing views on projected state costs and revenues, Mr. Cisney said. The governor suggested in his May 10 press conference that the difference of opinions lies in $13.2 billion in revenue projections and about $15 billion in Prop 98 spending, among other things, while rejecting the notion that the deficit amounts to $73 billion. We never anticipated that number to be accurate, Mr. Newsom said in response to a question from the Epoch Times. And our numbers suggest something radically different. However, the analyst's most recent report suggests their initial projection was seemingly accurate. He acknowledged the work done by the analyst's office and said his administration has an excellent working relationship with their team. They will have, and they continue to have, their point of view, and we respect them and have a great working relationship with the LAO, Mr. Newsom said. We learn a lot from their insights and thoughts, and we have outstanding dialogues, and we hope they learn from the finance team. One Republican lawmaker said Mr. Newsom's May budget revision is a step in the right direction, especially because it is forward-thinking. The May revise is a significant improvement over the January proposal, and it's good that he's taking a look at the year after this budget year. Also, Senator Roger Niello, vice chair of the Senate Budget Committee, told the Epoch Times May 17. He called for more clarity and said that transparency and clear communication are important aspects of budget discussions. What confuses me is why he continues to present his budget in a way that is impossible for a layperson to square that with what the LAO is saying, Mr. Niello said. It just seems to me that he is intentionally obfuscating the issue, and I don't understand that. Additionally, he suggested the legislature should rein in spending and keep more money in reserves to help improve the state's financial situation, as historically, budget cycles involve several years of positive revenues followed by significant declines. We had a couple of budget cycles prior to the current budget that we're in that were flush with money, huge surpluses, Mr. Niello said. Anybody who has followed state budgeting, we know that over time we will see 4, 5, 6, 7 decent budget years, but they are always followed by complete disasters eventually.